With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump giving Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess Saturday night, shortly before Democrats and Republican leaders agree to quickly vote on 7 final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending. Here's Bernie Bennett.
The agreement allowed for votes to begin on cloture and confirmation of the nominees without debate. Among those confirmed under the deal was Jeanine Pirro, who was nominated by the president to be the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia. President Trump had repeatedly called on Senate Republicans to stay in session through August to vote on his judicial nominees. The president posted Thursday on Truth Social, quote, "Republicans, for the health and safety of the USA, do your job and confirm all nominees." But after an exhausting stretch on Capitol Hill, including multiple voteramas, there was little appetite on either side to stick around. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Texas Democrats have left the state. That in an attempt to prevent the House from holding a vote Monday on new congressional maps that Republicans hope will net them several additional U.S. House seats in the 2026 midterms. President Trump says some Americans could get some kind of a rebate from his global tariffs. White House correspondent Greg Plugston reports.
The president is considering a possible distribution or dividend from tariff revenue.
I would say for people that would be middle-income people and lower-income people, we could do a dividend.
However, he also said he wants to use tariff money to pay down the U.S. debt. Greg Plugston, Washington.
A former U.S. soldier suspected of killing 4 people in a Montana bar still at large. Officials believe 45-year-old vet Michael Paul Brown committed the shooting with a rifle. A mild 3.0 earthquake has shaken the New York area. No injuries nor any major damage. This is SRN News. Federal Trade Commission wants your help.
The agency is investigating allegations that providers of sex change operations for children broke the law by failing to warn their customers about the risks. And so the FTC is soliciting input from the public. Anyone who has a story about a sex change operation they regret can log into FTC.gov and answer some questions. President Trump has vowed to limit the LGBT agenda wherever he can and roll back the promotion of transgenderism in the government and elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Legal groups suing the EEOC, claiming it was unlawfully refusing to enforce federal workplace protections for transgender workers. Federal agency charged with enforcing laws against workplace discrimination has moved swiftly to comply with President Trump's executive order to get the government out of the business of promoting transgenderism. This is SRN News. Well, the Corporation of Public Broadcasting says it will begin taking steps toward its own closure, that after being defunded by the U.S. Senate. Here's correspondent Ken Lormond with more on that story.
The demise of the corporation known as CPB is a direct result of the president targeting it. Mr. Trump has called the CPB a monstrosity and has long said that public broadcasting should not receive taxpayer dollars to display an extreme liberal bias in its news programs. CPB says it's informed its employees that most staff positions will end with the fiscal year on September 30th. It said a small transition team will stay in place until January to finish any remaining work. Ken Lorman reporting.
And it now ends nearly 6 decades of fueling the production of educational programming and cultural content. More details at srnnews.com.